delivery boy. Because you're paying.
So I didn't put about only that there's a rush that says like this thing doesn't apply to a Jew to Jew. The shaila is if you use a goy between.
Right.
So the Chavos Yor holds that even with holy shechus lakum, holy shechus lakum. So theoretically, if I use a goy between, I didn't do anything.
Right.
But we find certain cases in Shas Yesh shechus lakum. So he the Chavos Yor is machmir on it. If it's in Shuva, which wasn't highlighted, reads the Chavos Yor and wants to argue on the Chavos Yor and say, if you use a goy between, you say, hey, shechus lakum. And she was la'akum, and therefore that would not be a problem.
That would be okay.
That would be the answer, what he suggested.
Also, you said that it's available through Mechira. That's only if you're selling. Let's say I can give it to him as a gift, or he can buy it somewhere else. So the fact that I'm making it more feasible means that it's not.
So that's the Chavos Yor's case. The Chavos Yor's case was a wild case. It was a Jew and a non Jew who had a shlach toys b'shutfus. The reason was whenever something was trade, he would sell it to the non-Jew. So that wasn't one. That was the arrangement.
Okay.
Comes along this non-Jew, and he marries a mumeris, Gishmat Sachmumer. So he says, I have a problem with the Eber, because when I sell the meat to the non-Jew, he's going to take it home and give it to a Jewish wife. That was his scenario. So he says that the Shochtim and the Shlachtos laughed at him and said, this is ridiculous. Because he gets food over else. He sends it to the conversation. The conversation says, no. But you give it to him on credit. And other people won't give it to him on credit. Because since you interact with him, you'll give it to him and he'll pay you later. He can't get it on credit down the street. So that's it.
So it has to be equal.
It has to be equal.
Okay.
So then he comes up with maybe some study heter, but the eker he holds that this heter, if it's available somewhere else, has to be equal. So Rav Moshe says in that case of the store, if you're selling it on better terms,
right,
or it's a better piece of property, it's not available, it would be lifting ever. Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
There's one thing I wasn't clear about on this Tosfos, where Tosfos makes this distinction about there being, even though there's not an Isser, part of the Baal Bayis with respect to the whole Tosfos going on, he's still Mechuyev Lahafrisho, right? So is that the same? Is his being Mechuyev to keep this guy away from Isser, is that the same as in the Isser to beat Messiah?
So that's
the lesson. Is that the same? Are we talking about?
Right. So Tosfos, the way the other Rishonim say it, says an Isser Messiah. And they say Kal v'chomer. Because if I'm Mechuyev to Mafresh Messiah, Kal v'chomer, I shouldn't be facilitating Isser.
Okay.
Right? That's how the Rosh says it, that's how the Ram says it. Tosfos doesn't say it like that.
Okay.
Which is, but the way the Achronim assume Tosfos, they lump Tosfos the Rosh and the Ram together.
So okay, because it was confusing how right. How there would be he could be making his argument.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't catch the contact person for Yom Minari seats.
YG seats or YGW seats? I'm not sure which one it is. At Gmail.
No, that's fine.
What's his name?
Send it to there. Don't get there.
Eshkoach, no snow this time.
No snow this time. Yeah, we. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for coming.
So if we're Mako by Vodzara.
So by Vodzara.
So can you rent space to a church?
So according to what he's saying, that the minute would be to make, well, you could. Yeah. Now, if we're talking about a case where it was available to rent it somewhere else, but I'm the only place in town available, I have a little dinky town, home is available to rent, it's my by me, so then that's traveling to the horror, that's this is the rice. He didn't say the minute was a mekel on the rice, he said the minute was a mekel on the rabbonim, in conjunction with the fact that Shita was not an Isser. But even though Shita was not an Isser, because you should know, by the way, that that's the Ramah Shita, the Nadebihuda argues on that. that. The whole sheet was also by a goy also. But not everybody agrees the sheet was also by a goy. But the Ramah over there says like that. They say the Ramah to the Ramah to Ramah, the Lomah says, because that's the Lomah she talks to. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming.
Nice to see you.
Quick question.
Thank you very much. Hi.
I have something coming up that's kind of going to be this.
Distraction out, support?
I need a picture of you and what you're describing and stuff.
No, the bar room. Okay.
This is going to the AC.
I do go in the middle.
Usually I'm in the middle picture, the short one.
Yeah, great. But okay, a little over here. So, this is my point.
Thank you.
So, can we start talking about the next one?
Yeah, let's just finish this one.
Okay.
Okay.
So I gotta go. So let me just leave you with my idea. Okay. First, so I think we should do it in Arshani the week after Pesach, the week after Purim. I think it should be something to get to.
I want the Marasayan this one. It was very Nigel.
Okay. I was thinking we should do something to get the mice to Pesach.
Okay. It's possible. Okay. Let's have time as well.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I think it was really, really nice.
Thank you very much. So check me out with you.
I will. I definitely will. And thank you. Thank you for finding the junior partners.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Very Nogia that it could come up that I'll be asked to pass food to them. So some of them are going, unfortunately, so that's not a problem. But yeah. The people that are not going, that would be only the Fida Shacha would be okay.
So Marshall, the Marshall Shacha, he's not the Malcolm Hefzid. The person assumed, no, it's according to the Shacha, it's a problem. Because my slave didn't like a mummer, they're not going to listen.
Type
so there is a heter, and I like the bottom of the, is there heter of Eva? So some places do discuss a heter of Eva. The Marsha's Maram is to that there is a heter of Eva. So scenarios where you think is going to create tremendous problems, so you have a heter. It's a very, very, your best eight is really try, like, you know. I was listening to a shir about this. He gave the example of the stadiums. Says, you know, idiot, why did you sit in the aisle seats? That was it. The person sent them a text from the stadium to the Rav. What do I do?
What?
See, he wrote back. He wrote back, fool. Why did you just have this text back? Like, you know, what do you want?
Like, what if it's like two steps removed? It's like they ask me to bring them the meat from the kitchen to the outside or something like that. Like, I mean, to pass them the food itself would be.
So there is after lifnei. There's a rush with the Gemara. We didn't even talk.
My guy's cousin.
Right. So the best thing to do is to go in with because the rush says that lifnei doesn't apply to Jew to Jew. Only applies Jew to non-Jew. So. Get a garbage can, it's much better.
Right, but it would be, but let's say if I would just be bringing it outside and they're going to cook it and then they're going to eat it, that would still be.
That's the Russell that's lost. Yeah. I mean, it's Messiah, so.
Right.
It's a hard
for sure, if I say no, I can't do that halachically, that's going to create oh my goodness, there's probably nothing I can say worse than that. You let me do my thing, and I'm out of the chesed of my heart letting you bring your own grill. Like, what do you mean? I'm doing you a chesed that you're bringing your own grill and I have your own food.
Right.
So try to avoid it, but otherwise. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
It's a great topic.
I remember on the flyer, the promotional flyer, it said, like, can I work for a weapons design?
Right, I didn't even get near that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the simplest answer for that is, you know, the argument being that, like, you know, if I'm doing something which anybody else could do, so they could do it without me, so that gets involved in this question. There is other swaras behind it, which I didn't get involved in. There was, the starting point of this is a Rambam. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama which says you can't sell weapons to non-Jews. And the Rambam passes that halacha l'maisa, and the Rambam lumps it together with the issur of lifnei ivur, because you're facilitating something which is improper. That's where it comes from. There's an argument that the Rambam only said it to a non-Jew on the street, or like selling guns, you know, in a store. But if I'm selling it to a government, the government has a right to have an army, it has a right to have weapons. So an individual person shouldn't be involved with it, but the government has a right to have that.
The Rambam adds that, or that?
Not the Pesukim assume that.
I see.
So, say, you know, if you're contracting with the government, you know, or contracting for someone which is contracting with the government, that's not the case, which is also is a case of, you know, it would be a private individual, you know, developing weapons for his own purposes. So, like, you know, maybe there's nefarious purposes.
How about working for the Iranian government?
Right. I mean, I got a question from somebody who comes to me. That, so his company, one of their clients is Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera, yeah.
Yeah, so they do publicity for that.
A lot of Jews work for them, by the way.
So are they allowed to, it's a firm guy, so am I allowed to be part of a company which, like, they're facilitating this Mishigasin over there on the, you know, which is endangering people's lives. People believe it and they endanger people's lives, you know. He's getting a new job.
So the thing specifically, I don't design weapon systems, I don't know anything about that, but a few years ago I applied to for a job in American intelligence. So I had a lot of hesitations. I didn't discuss this with a Rav, but even at the time I had a lot of hesitations. Like, when you read stories in the newspaper that, you know, the United States sends drones over Afghanistan and sometimes accidentally a lot of civilians are killed. So I had hesitations. Like, what if I, you know, I get information or I translate a document? Now, I'm not the one
making
that decision, but I'm providing the information that could lead to a good decision, could lead to a bad decision.
Right, so there is a concept in the world, lifnei de lifnei. The Morris says a case where a Jew, the Rosh says lifnei de lifnei by a Jew is also.
Yeah, I overheard that last.
Right, so a non-Jew is mutter. So the government has been like a non-Jew, so there'll be lifnei de lifnei. You know, you're just facilitating what they're going to facilitate, you know. Are you creating a mikshul to them?
I mean,
because it's not body that's going to be something done improperly. We'll assume in Allah that the dinamachus adina allows them to kill their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes under dinamachus adina. So the only question is the collateral damage. Collateral damage is that's a lifnei. In other words, if I tell them I figured out where so and so is, that's probably lifnei. That's mutter. There's no mikshul because there's a lot of
defense. Defense.
Right, so I'm enabling X. X is permitted.
I'm enabling a good thing, correct?
Right, right. But on the other hand, there's collateral damage. That's not for sure going to happen. Even if it would happen, that's not the primary focus. That's like the case of a merchant. That's secondary. So that
I was very surprised by that talk that he said.
Yeah.
I was bothered by that. I mean, yeah.
It's a bit Yiddish, you know. A merchant takes it a local amaisa. You see the power of how we understand the power of the concept of mikshul. You have to define what a mikshul is. It takes that as a very primary and shot in the posuk, I think.
Uh-huh. Thanks very much.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, please. Yeah. It was good learning on top of